Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Gold. I'm your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. You just heard the Anointed Pace Sisters with our theme song for the night, When God is in the Building. I am so very glad you have joined us tonight. For those of you who are new to Gospel Gold, we want to tell you just a little bit about what Gospel Gold is all about. Gospel Gold is not just a regular music program with a purpose. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion with rhythm. When our first ancestors came upon these American shores, they brought African rhythm, work songs, and field hollers. These are the basics of the spirituals. It's rhythm that drives American music. The spirituals, and by extension, gospel, the blues, jazz, ragtime, and rock and roll, even rap. Gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story. It is far too stimulating, far too deliberating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. That is what Gospel Gold is all about. That is our format, to preserve the history and to enjoy traditional African-American gospel music. Not contemporary, not commercial, not inspirational, not rap, but straight ahead, classic, traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. Before we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be heard tonight, something be said tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Here's one by Debbie Austin. Listen and enjoy. Thank you. That was Debbie Allen with Elder Jimmy Rogers on piano and the late, great Billy Preston on Hammond B3 organ. I was walking through the Gospel Gold vault and looking through the music that we were going to be playing for this week, and I kept helping notice the large amount of music that has been produced by African-American women. We can probably do 10 shows about the contributions that African-American women have made in the gospel field, and we still would not crack the surface. They have made such great contributions that have made the gospel music field what it is today. One of those groups that was pioneers in that was the original gospel harmonettes. The Alabama-based original gospel harmonettes were among the greatest and the most successful female gospel groups of the 1950s. They were led by soloist Dorothy Love Coates, who also composed many of their best-known selections. And their music transcended its spiritual foundation to appeal to a secular world on a threshold of the civil rights era. Formed during the mid-40s, the group initially called themselves the Harmonieers, later modifying it to the Lee Harmonieers in the wake of the tour with soprano Georgia Lee Stanford. Their pianist was Evelyn Stark, and Hardy, Odessa Edwards, soprano, Vera Kalb, alto, Willie Mae, Newberry Garth, mezzo-soprano, Mildred Miller, Howard. Their first lead vocalist was Mildred Howard. Coates joined in 1947, but left soon to care for her infant daughter, who was born with cerebral palsy and epilepsy. Reorganized the gospel harmonettes by 1950s, they soon appeared on the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scouts. Their success in the program resulted in a contract with RCA Victor and promoted the addition of the word original to their name. Their earlier recordings went nowhere. However, they signed to Specialty Records in 1951, at which time Coates rejoined the group. The original gospel harmonettes first release from Specialty Records was I'm Sealed, Get Away to Jordan. It quickly shot them into popularity. A dynamic duo seemingly contrasted the average singers that were out at that time. Dorothy Love Coates made many great hits. Among them were You Must Be Born Again, I Don't Want to Let Go, You've Been Good to Me. The gospel, original gospel harmonettes, one of the first women groups in the gospel field. We're going to play a few of those songs tonight. I hope you will enjoy listening to the original gospel harmonettes on Gospel Gold.
Get away.
Set me free.
Just a little bus, see my
cheer to his own individual pride.
Gospel Harmonettes, Birmingham, Alabama, recorded in 1951. I want to invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there, hit the like button, and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. There you will find the link to the program each week. You will also find articles about various gospel artists. And of course, you'll find some of the good music that we play on Gospel Gold. So go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. That way you can stay in touch with us and we can stay in touch with you. Now, there is a number that you can call and speak directly to us in the studio tonight. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. Let's listen to Dorothy Love Coates and A Strange Man.
Talk about the man she saw. Then she took her pitcher and went to the well. Water she intended to draw. The stranger she met there, she didn't know where he came from. But he told her every sinful thing she had done. And go on. A friend in town asked her, did you know the man? She said, no, I never saw him before. They asked her, did you get his name? She said, he didn't tell me, and I don't know. But when he standing off an angry mob, defending a woman that had been caught in the very act of adultery. For pity and mercy she saw. He said, ye here without sin, cast the first stone. When he raised up from the ground, all her accusers were gone. He gave her a smile, waved farewell, and was gone.
Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we are featuring some of the great female gospel artists. There are so many. As I said before, we could probably do about 10 episodes of Gospel Gold and still not scratch the surface. The great contributions that have been made in the gospel field by African-American women. Another one of those groups that I want to introduce or reintroduce you to tonight is the Davis Sisters. The Davis Sisters are out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Great gospel group that made a tremendous impact over the years in the gospel business. We're going to listen to a brief documentary that was done earlier, several years ago, and then we're going to listen to some of the music from this great group, the Davis Sisters.
The Davis Sisters came out of the hard-driving, soul-stirring tradition of Philadelphia's Pentecostal Fire Baptist Holiness Church in the 1940s. Audrey, Thelma, and Alfreda Davis were led by their older sister Ruth, better known as Baby Sis. And when it came to rocking a revival, the Davis Sisters were unparalleled. Two other women, Imogene Green and Jackie Verdell, both unrelated to the Davis family, also sang with the quintet, whose only male member was piano accompanist Curtis Dublin. For years, the Davis Sisters were a big hit on the Pentecostal circuit in Philadelphia before they began making records sometime between 1947 and 1949. And within 3 short years, their songs were making the gospel charts as well. Davis's spirit-filled solos and acting out during her performances was the driving force behind the group's success. The hits quickly followed, including Jesus Steps Right In When I Need Him Most, Too Close to Heaven, and Surely He Is Able, to name a few. But despite their musical success, tragedy would strike this talented family hard. Each of the Davis sisters met an untimely death, including one who died at the age of 33 and another who was burned to death. And in 1970, it was the tragic loss of their leader, Baby Sis, to a series of illnesses that hurt the Davis sisters seemingly beyond repair. Her funeral was a gathering of gospel greats, including Clara Ward, seen here paying her last respects. The Davis sisters never recovered after that, forever silencing the sanctified sound they had honed to perfection.
I'm telling you.
Davis Sisters, recorded 1959. We are talking about the contributions that African-American women made in the gospel field. We know that we cannot tell the story of gospel music in an hour program or a two-hour program. We know that it cannot be expressed in a melody of songs. But if you join us each week here on Gospel Gold, take this journey with us as we go into the history of our people's music. Our people's music reflects the adversities that we have overcome here in America. We use that in our music and we express it in the words of our songs. So if you would join us each week here at Gospel Gold, you will hear the very best in traditional African-American gospel music. The gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey to joy divine, and a triumphant victory in God that comes from deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. Some of the greatest melodies and the most stimulating songs that have ever been written have been written by African-Americans through their experience in America. There has never been a time when gospel music has not been a part of the African-American experience. When we consider the tragic, dreadful, and catastrophic experiences which occurred to so much of our society today, and when we tend to feel and believe that there is no way out, but gospel music is there to take us by our hands and lead us on. So we shouldn't just look at gospel music as some mere form of entertainment to be had only when desired. It is a form of character, a form of obedience and spirit. It follows upon the long discipline which gives a people self-possession, self-mastery, a habit of order and peace, common counsel, and reverence for God, which will direct their lives. So that's what we're about here at Gospel Gold. There has never been a time or an event in history that has been more compelling, more convincing, and more persuasive than gospel music. Over the year, last season, we did feature a lot of the female gospel artists from Rosetta Thorpe to Mahalia Jackson, on up to the members of the Caravan, Albertina Walker, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Dorothy Norwood. This season, we will continue in that vein. We will feature various female artists as the program goes on. There are so many, as I said, we can probably do about 10 programs and still not scratch the surface of the great contributions that have been made in the gospel field by African-American women. So we're going to try again this year to go into that rich pile of music that has been left and find some of the great, most impressive, earth-shaking songs that have been played and been written by African-American women. There are many on our list, and we're going to try to get as many as we can this year. Perhaps if you have some suggestions, you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can email us there. You can give us your suggestions, or you can make a request. We would love to hear from you. That is gospelgold, all one word, at songwriter.net. We're going to go back to the music. We're going to hear more of the Davis sisters with Oh, I Want to See Him. And you'll only hear it here on Gospel Gold.
and I saw a gray-headed minister standing over there. Seemed like I heard him say, "On Jordan's stormy banks I'm standing, and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land, where my possession lies." And
the Davis Sisters on Gospel Gold. Let me tell you a little bit about the programs that we have lined up. Coming up, we are going to feature Bishop Larry Trotter, Dorothy Love Coates, we just did tonight, James Cleveland, Katie Graham, Katie Jackson, Myrna Summers, Reverend James Evans, Reverend Clay Evans, the Bronx Mass Choir, the Mighty Inspirations, the Mighty Sons of Glory. Some of these names you may have heard, some you may not have heard, but these are some of the people who, or some of the music that you will be hearing this season on Gospel Gold as we go forth with our various episodes. We hope that you will stay tuned and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. We thank you in advance for listening each week with us, and we pray that you will continue to do so. Church, our time is just about up, and I thank you for yours. We want you to have a good week. We want you to come back next week and join us here on Gospel Gold as we continue to listen to some of the best in traditional African-American gospel music. This week, we wanted to feature the great contributions that African-American women made in the gospel field. Without them, the gospel music business would not be what it is today. And many of them never got their full due. Many of them never got recognized. And certainly, many of them never got paid. And so it is our desire to bring forth and introduce and reintroduce to others who have never heard this great music produced by our people. We pray you have a good week. Enjoy yourself and keep on giving God the praise. We're going to go home tonight with something different. Here's the Mel Coors First Baptist Church, Richardson, Texas.
secret place of the Most High God shall abide in His grace, and He that walketh through the valley of death shall in no wise be entangled. By God's hand he shall be kept. And if I go into the heavens, he knows. If I go into the deep dead, he knows. So no matter what may come my way, I'm covered by His blood. Even when Satan seems to reign, from His hands I'm hid.